Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Jorge.
No,
Ávila.
no, José no viene.
¿Hablas español?
Ah, ¿quién?
Okay,
Yo
muy
sí.
bien. Okay, muy bien. Mi nombre es Will y estoy hablando de Opinion Research. Estamos llevando a cabo una encuesta de la opinión pública sobre el estado de Phoenix. No le estoy intentando vender nada, ni tampoco le quiero pedir una donación, solo quiero hacerle un par de preguntas de lo que usted piensa de Phoenix. ¿Está bien?
¿Qué tiene que ver tienes conmigo?
Lo que está sucediendo en Phoenix, no sé si usted se ha dado cuenta del desarrollo urbano que se está llevando a cabo. Le queremos preguntar qué piensa usted acerca de eso.
No, pues oiga, pues yo ni sé de eso, pues no sé qué cuál será lo mejor, lo que están haciendo. Ni sabía que
No.
estaban haciendo eso.
Okay, no habrá nadie en casa que quisiera llevar a cabo el cuestionario, la encuesta.
Pues no sé.
¿Alguien más
Ahí está mi
ahí?
hija, pero no sé si, ahí está mi hija, pero no sé si ella quiere decir eso. No sé si ella sepa de eso también.
Pregúntale si quiere, por favor.
A ver, yo te la paso a ver qué te dice.
Okay,
Porque
gracias.
pues yo no sé nada de eso.
Okay.
Señora, está hablando y se quiere hacer unas preguntas. A ver si quiere. ¿Aló?
Hello, this is
¿Aló?
Will from Opinion. Hello, hi, this is Will from Opinion Research, and I'm calling because we're conducting an opinion survey about Phoenix, and I was asking your mom if she was willing to answer a few questions, and she said that maybe you will be interested in answering just a few questions. Is that okay? Okay, thank you very much. First question, do you guys still live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix...
Sorry, my kids are being
No worries. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
on the wrong track.
Okay, now I would like to ask you some questions about Lavín area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27 Ave, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavín. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read it over?
No, I know where it's at.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to make sure we're speaking to people from all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
I'm 35, 1987.
1987. Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavín? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavín. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life in Lavín. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavín. What do you think about more good-paying jobs? 1 to
Good,
5.
five.
5. Okay, what do you think about better streets and road maintenance?
Five.
What do you think about better public transportation options?
Five.
5. What do you think about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Yeah, what that's like 10, 5.
Okay. The higher is 5. Okay. What do you think about more dining and entertainment options?
I think it's pretty good right now. Right?
Okay, so what number you want to give that one? 1 to 5.
A 3.
3, okay. What do you think about more parks and recreational opportunities?
It's because the parks right now are corrupted by a lot of people that don't have houses.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure they're going to do something about that.
Okay, well, let's give it a 3.
A 3, okay. What do you think about more shops and retail stores or commercial space or businesses?
A 5.
A 5, okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we are at 40%. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or homemaker?
I'm looking for work.
Looking for work, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second.
I was working not too long ago.
Okay, no problem. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
A few.
Too few, okay. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people that works in warehouses, retail, trades, restaurants, and Laveen?
Am I still using numbers?
No, your options are either too many, too few, or about the right amount.
About the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
A strong yes.
Okay. Would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals?
Strong yes.
Okay. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes. A middle yes.
Okay. Somewhat yes. Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strong, yes.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we are at 60%. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more of in Laveen?
I'm not sure.
Anything that comes
marketing,
to your mind. Right?
Market, businesses for marketing.
Businesses of any kind. It could be food, it could be clothing, it could be entertainment, whatever you want to see there that you don't have where you're at right now.
I'm not too sure.
anything, whatever comes to your mind, it doesn't matter.
Like more schools, more marketing schools, you know, to teach you more about business and stuff like that.
Okay, marketing schools, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a second, I have to write that down real quick. Okay, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or it's not a problem at all?
It's a big problem because they're pretty expensive. My sister lives over there.
Okay. What do you think, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem?
Yeah.
It is?
It's not.
Okay. It's not?
No, I'm thinking that if you have the money, there's places, because I see a lot of buildings getting built and houses and stuff like that, apartments.
So you will say it's not a problem at all?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And just so you know, we are at 70%. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Yes or no?
Yes.
somewhat yes or strong yes?
Strong yes.
Okay. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Strong yes.
Okay. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
Strong or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Would you like to see more single family detached homes?
Which ones are those?
Like duplexes or triplexes?
Yeah.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
All my life. Espérate, ma.
Okay,
espérate.
Thank you. Do you currently
own your
home?
My mom's buying her the home, yes.
Okay, you live with your family. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read to you some options, some proposals to address housing causes and options. And Lavin, please tell me whether you are in favor or you oppose each one. What do you think about to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Are you in favor or you oppose that?
Replacing what?
Parking lots with new housing.
In favor.
That would be strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay, what do you think about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat in favor, because I'm not too sure about all that, you know?
Okay, what do you think about to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
In favor.
You are in favor?
Yeah, right. If it's not, they're
okay,
not being
so, used. No, that's all right. That will be somewhat in favor or strongly in favor?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay. What about
that'd be a lot of buildings.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. That's what housing development is. You know, they're going to build a bunch of buildings. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yeah, strongly agree. I mean.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we are at 91%. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I didn't finish high school, but I went all the way to my senior.
Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when you hear the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100. Okay, 75. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Crystal,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks a lot, Crystal. I really appreciate it. And with all the respect, mm-hmm. You have a beautiful voice. You have a good one.
Thank you. You sound like that one guy that comes out on YouTube, you know? I don't know.
Which one? Which one?
Like, I don't know. The one that's like, are you a YouTuber?
I don't know.
You which are, huh?
Which one are you talking about? You have to be more specific.
Well, there's one that's like trying to help people all the time, you know. You sound kind of like him.
Oh yeah, where is he from? Is he Mexican, Chicano?
I think so. He's Chicano.
Okay. Oh, well, then, no, I'm not.
Okay. I'm like, he sounds like that one dude. That's always helping that one girl. Well, not that I see a lot of different people, but,
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but, I mean, you know, thanks. You know, I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed night.
Oh, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.